Mercedes loud and clear. I am the soul and
thank you. is a prayer for those who want a change.
So if there is a situation that has been resisting your effort,
those
that have refused to open, you just pray these seven prayers. After praying the seven prayers, I will ask you to pick any song of praises and sing it to the glory of the name of the Lord. And within the next 10 days, you shall have testimonies. Remember, right there from this holy ground, you shall begin to have the testimonies. So with fire in your soul, I'd like you to sing this warfare song, which should take us into this seven destiny changing prayer. It is important you sing and pray like a man or woman from another world. Concentrate on what you are here for now. If you brought any trouble here, forget it now. There is a power that can overrule every problem. Are you ready? When I cross, I will be changed by fire. Actually came with a heavy heart and you came crying. At the end of this prayer, those tears will be converted to joy. As you pray this prayer, there are those who have been struggling with the mystery of closed doors. Anywhere you turn, the door is closed. All of a sudden, as you are praying, you will hear the sound of a padlock broken. I'm beginning from today. No power shall end that year anymore. I should pray this next prayer. That woman over there, you're an adult, but you are bedwetting. The spirit responsible for that bedwetting will be thrown out of you violently. I should pray this prayer too. There are people here who are suffering from arrows of darkness in their bodies. These arrows will begin to find their way back to the senders. I should pray this prayer. Those who are here today suffering from evil dedication, they dedicated you to evil. All of a sudden, all those evil dedication will begin to break. Can you shout this loud and clear? If the voice of the next person to you is louder than yours, you are not praying yet. This place has been surrounded by the angels of the living God, and they are here on assignment. And I want you to connect with them before they go. So any power tying me down to the same spot, open your mouth and declare it. That's why Jesus brought you here. Yes. Open your mouth and declare it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. That is the first prayer. Look at what is happening now. That's enough is enough. They've harassed you for too long.
What did Damur tell you?
Let the rope be broken. From your wrist. Let the rope be broken. From your hands. Where is the power of God coming upon you? Say this loud and clear. This is number two. Every power assigned to cut short my life. Can I hear the sister say, "Ready like thunder"? Can I hear the brothers shouting with loud and clear? Let me hear everybody shouting it loud. Let there be silence now. Silence. I'm going to count seven from here. At the count of that seven, anyone in this meeting, there is a ladder of death to your body.
There's an infirmity of death in your body. There's an arrow of death already operating in your body. At the count of that seven, the volcanic fire of the Holy Ghost and the wind of the power of God will fall upon you where you are. And you shall be separated from that spirit. It is likely when that fire and wind hits you, it is likely you may not be able to stand, but don't worry. The important thing is for the hour of death to backfire and for the infirmity of death to die. In the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, every strategy, every plan, every ladder, every force, every hour of death, in the body of everyone here, your time is up, and you must go. Yes, that problem has made a mistake by following you to this God. The problem has been disgraced. Yes, you shall not die but live. I declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your right hand upon your head now. And speak loudly like this. I prophesy upon my life. Star of my destiny. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to prophesy. That's wonderful. Number four now. As we are praying this number four too, it is likely that some may feel dizzy, they will not be able to stand. Especially if it is relevant to your case. But praise, even if you are on the ground, continue to praise. Say every battle at the edge of my breakthrough. Hear the word of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I have a strange word to somebody, I don't know who the person is. The Lord's Lord should tell you that a strange bird that has been stealing your virtues shall die a strange death. Thank you, Jesus. So I recover.
Baba
tenfold.
Baba Baba ni lopo mewa.
All my wasted years.
Baba watu mi lopi shobo.
I recover.
Baba Baba ni
tenfold. All my wasted years. When you say that once, and convert it to machine gun
prayer,
I recover you. 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 Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. So, where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Allah!
Catapult me to a greater tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. Catapult me to a greater tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, the last one. Say every coven finger pointed at me.
You want to see me?
Jesus said, is that one? Is that one?
Only here, only here.
Is that one?
Only here.
Is that one?
Yes.
Every coven finger. Pointed at me.
You want to see me?
Catch fire!
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
I thank you.
Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Listen, get your hands to the Lord. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. You pick any song of praises and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Father, we thank you
for a time like this before your feet.
Thank you for your everlasting power. Thank you for your grace which is mighty and strong. Thank you because you have never failed. Thank you for the ever efficacious power in the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the gathering of your people here. Your answers, O thou that answered prayer. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. We are before you now. Lay your hands upon us. Give us the necessary
blessings.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Before you sit down, I'd like you to prophesy the life of 7 persons.
So
my friend, every shame assigned against you shall backfire in the name of Jesus. Say for 7 persons. You have to go to 11 persons.
Oh, I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
11 persons.
In your bokola.
And point at the person.
Oh, your passion.
So, every power that wants you to die shall die in your place.
Yes,
you can go to
11 persons.
I'm just saying God bless you.
Amen.
This morning,
no way.
I'd like to open unto you here.
That's
a few information from a research I've been doing for 36 years. Spiritual research.
in what did for me,
so that you can know how to position yourself if you are wrongly positioned.
I'm
just going to scratch the surface a little bit here this morning. I pray by the time you leave this place,
you
will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. I put this research under the title of Breaking the Power of Yesterday. Breaking the power of yesterday. Can I hear you say that? Can I hear the sisters? Can I hear the brothers? Can I hear everybody saying it? Point number one. The life of man is divided into three stages. Your yesterday, your today, and your tomorrow. Three stages. Your yesterday, your today, your tomorrow. Three stages. Or if you like, your past, your present, your future. Three parts. That's how the life of man is divided. No wonder. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ, the same
of the Lord
yesterday,
Lano,
the same
of the Lord
today,
Lano,
and then the same
of the Lord
forever. Just in those three stages where the life of man is divided, you find Jesus. A lot of people understand a bit about the present. A lot of people have plans for the future. So the present and the future, they are open masquerades. But that one that has come behind is an area that we hide from, and it's from there most problems come. Fortunately, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the purpose of this morning's meeting is to pray prayers that will make Jesus walk in the past, in the present, and in the future. I pray that any power that wants you to come to this world in vain shall be terminated by fire. And that takes us straight away into four scriptures. I will now extract a few facts from those four scriptures. Then we adjourn and continue another time. Because this is a thing that can last for a whole year. In Exodus chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 14. Exodus 17, 14. If you are there, say yes. Please, it's important you follow me this morning. Because if you can't finish this message, then we can't finish. You just go and pray. Exodus 17:14. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book. And rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. Listen to this. I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For God has said, but because the Lord has sworn, that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. That's the first scripture. God told Moses
that
he will utterly wipe out Amalek. God was going to have war with Amalek from generation to generation. God was going to wipe out Amalek. But it was going to be a gradual process. It was going to take a process of continual wars, through which the ultimate extinction of Amalek will come to pass. God does not always use Sodom and Gomorrah method. Some sinners, he may wipe them out in a day, as he did to Sodom and Gomorrah. Others, he wipes them out in faces from generation to generation. Herein lies the great trouble. An otherwise innocent generation can inherit battles that their fathers had left unfinished. This is a strange problem. A generation yet unborn, but already there is problem for them to inherit immediately they are
born.
And they are completely innocent. They have no idea of who caused the trouble. God was going to make a special war with Amalek from generation to generation. For the sins of a single generation far back in their history. This is the kind of battle we call generational battle. And of all things that dribble ministers, this kind of battle takes 90%. You may be fighting a generational battle now. Your fathers fought the battle, but they never won. Now you have inherited the fight.
This is what you want to win.
A fight you never started. This is the implication of Exodus 17:14-16.
We
were in New York.
New York.
A white lady brought her husband for prayer. And she said, man of God, this is my husband. His great grandfather committed suicide. His great grandfather committed suicide. His father committed suicide. He now wants to commit suicide. I hide knives, forks, everything there so that he doesn't kill himself. She now said, to be quite honest with you, I don't know how he will not eventually commit suicide. And
now,
if you know that you know he will die, why did you bring him here? She said, they said a man of God is in town, and I thought if you prayed for him, there might be a solution. Okay. Mr. Man, are you born again? He said, is that a political party? Amen.
Amen.
So, I have to minister salvation to him. Do you believe Jesus can save you? Say yes. Let's sit down there. Start praying. Say, so, but I don't know how to pray this prayer. So we teach you. So we taught him. Started praying. And I left him alone. Continue with other counselors. The wife was by his side. All of a sudden, after about 50 minutes or so, I thought I would look at him. I found that the man who came and the face was sad, melancholic, as if he was bearing on every burden, the face was now light. He was now smiling. The wife was getting excited. Say, sir, this is the first time he was smiling in 15 years. So, and I went there. Said, what's the matter? Said, sir, that man you called Jesus, I just saw him here now. He said, Jesus came to me.
Yes,
he opened my head the way a person opens a can of tomato or a can of sardine. And he put his hand inside my head and brought out a hanging rope and closed the head back. So, since then, sir, I no longer feel like killing myself. Now,
why?
Amen.
Amen.
Now,
why?
Who would have known? There was a spiritual hanging rope in the head of all those ones that died. And they kept transferring the battle. That means immediately a child is being born in the hospital, the spirit that will put the rope on his or her head is already at the maternity center. I'm praying for somebody here. Every power using your past to attack your future. That's the implication. That's what we're talking about. Battle. Generational war. The man did not start the battle, but is now fighting it. that prayers to prayer this morning. It
will
be a tragedy if you didn't pray them. Even if you think that things are going well with you, you are the one who should pray most. You are the one who should pray most. Because you never can tell when this kind of battle may arise against you. I pray once again. The strong man hiding in your past, firing arrows at your future, and command that strong man to be arrested now. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. Let him be arrested. In the name of Jesus, I got a strange letter. About 3 years ago. The person was writing from somewhere in the Far East. She wanted prayer for her daughter. The daughter was 16 years old. She said when this girl wakes up in the morning, she goes straight to the fridge. She will drink 1 liter of milk. That conflict that people use a month to eat, she will pour it into a basin. The whole big box. She will eat it. Then she goes to where they put their potatoes.
And if you want potatoes,
we cut it to pieces.
Fill
the bowl with them. Then we finish the old potatoes. Then after 2 hours, she will go to the toilet and pass out feces.
As he died, was it?
She comes back again.
I don't bother
to continue eating.
At the lemon, yeah.
Therefore,
the 20 bed,
all the salary of the mother is food. Food. Trouble. The girl will not go to school anymore. She just sits down and eats. That was what brought this person down to Nigeria. She came to the prayer city here. Started praying. Was then the secret was revealed.
It
had an ancestor who was going to steal things in people's farms. The man has constructed a special shoe with iron spikes. So that's the shoe he will wear to go and be stealing the farms. The owner of the farm said, what kind of creature is this with this kind of leg? And they were getting worried. Then one day somebody whose product was stolen from the farm issued curses that the person stealing my food here will never be
fooled.
It was one man who caused trouble. A young girl of 16 is now fighting the battle. Can you raise up your right hand?
I
say, any power that wants me to suffer what my parents suffered, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's go to the second scripture. In 2 Samuel chapter 12,
Second Samuel chapter 12.
Ìwé kejì Samueli orí kejìlá.
I read from verse 9.
Ó kà láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
Second Samuel 12.
Ìwé kejì Samueli orí kejìlá.
9.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
We're talking about breaking the power of yesterday.
À ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa fífọ́ agbára ọjọ́ àná rẹ.
Second Samuel 12.
Ìwé kejì Samueli orí kejìlá.
9.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
God speaking to David.
Ọlọ́run ni ń bá Dáfídì sọ̀rọ̀.
Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord?
Èéṣe ìwọ fi kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa.
To do evil in his sight.
Tí ìwọ fi ṣe oorun kan tí ó burú ní ojú rẹ̀.
Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite.
Àní tí ìwọ fi ìjàpá Uriah ara Hittite.
And has taken his wife to be thy wife.
Àti tí ìwọ fi mú obìnrin rẹ̀ láti fi ṣe
oorun. And has slain with the sword of the children of Ammon.
Ó fi fi dà àwọn ọmọ Ammon pa.
Listen.
Ẹgbọ́.
So now therefore.
Yẹ nítorí náà.
The sword shall never. Notice the word never.
Ìgà kì yóò kúrò ní.
Depart from thine house.
Ilé rẹ̀ títí láì.
The house of David is still fighting now.
Ilé Dávidì ó yin jà báyìí.
Because thou hast despised me.
Nítorí pé òwò kàn mí.
And has taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife.
Ìwọ́ sì mú aya Uriah ara Hittite láti fi ṣe aya rẹ̀.
Thus said the Lord.
Báyìí ni Olúwa wí.
Behold, I will raise up evil against thee.
Kí èsì èdè ọjà kí ibi kí ó dìde sí ọlá.
Out of thy own house.
Láti inú ilé rẹ wá.
I will take thy wife before thine eyes.
Èmi ó sì gba àwọn obìnrin rẹ lójú rẹ.
Give them unto thy neighbors.
Èmi ó sì fi wọ́n fún aládùúgbò rẹ.
And they shall lie with their wives in the sight of the sun.
Òwò sì bá àwọn obìnrin rẹ sùn níwájú òòrùn yìí.
David had caused trouble.
Dáfídì ó ti fa wàhálà.
For children yet unborn.
Fún àwọn ọmọ tí wọn ò tiẹ̀ tí ì bí.
And now.
Lẹ́yìn rẹ̀.
Sword is fight.
Ìgbà ó wá ń jà.
A lot of people are fighting that kind of battle now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló ń ja irú ogun bẹ́ẹ̀ báyìí.
A battle of covenant death. Covenant death.
Ogun ikú onímájẹ̀mú. Ikú onímájẹ̀mú.
I pray for such people this morning.
Mo gbàdúrà fún irú àwọn ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ tó ń bẹ níbi tó
wọ̀ yìí. The power in the blood of Jesus.
Nípa agbára ẹ̀jẹ̀ Jésù.
That covenant shall be broken to pieces. In the name of Jesus. Turn right back to the same First Samuel now.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká lọ sí ìwé kìíní Samueli.
First Samuel chapter 3.
Ìwé kìíní Samueli orí kẹta.
Verse 14.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Again reinforcing the same idea.
Tó tún fi ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ kan náà múlẹ̀.
First Samuel 3:14.
Ìwé kìíní Samueli orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnlá.
Says this.
Ó wí pé.
And therefore have sown unto the house of Eli.
Nítorí náà èmi ti búra sí ilé Eli.
That the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be poured with sacrifice nor offering forever.
Pé ìwà búburú ilé Eli ni a kì yóò fi ẹbọ tàbí ọrẹ wẹ̀dùn láéláé.
What has happened?
Kí ni ohun tó ṣẹlẹ̀?
Why is this taking place?
Kí ni ìdí rẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ fi ń ṣẹlẹ̀?
What is it that the lesson will not be wiped out?
Kí ni ìdí tó lu àbísọ pé kò ní ṣe é wẹ̀dùn láéláé?
Look at the same First Samuel chapter 2.
Ẹ̀wọ̀ Samueli kìíní. Oríkejì.
Verse 31.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlélọ́gbọ̀n.
Say behold.
Kí o sì.
The days come.
Ọjọ́ wọn
ni gbọ́. Cut off thy hand.
Tí èmi ó ké irú rẹ̀ kúrò.
And the hand of thy father's house.
Àti irú bàbá rẹ̀.
That there shall not be an old man in thy house.
Kì yóò sí arúgbó kan nínú ilé rẹ̀.
Here is Eli.
Ó lè rè.
He had collected a certificate.
Ó ti gba ìwé ẹ̀rí.
To kill all his offspring at young ages.
Láti pa gbogbo àwọn irú ọmọ rẹ̀.
No
kékeré.
Old man.
Tó kò ní sí arúgbó kan.
Now in the book of Matthew 27.
Nínú ìwé Matthew orí kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Matthew 27.
Matthew orí kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
To show you.
Láti fi wọ̀nyí.
How ancestors can acquire battles.
Bí àwọn bàbá ńlẹ̀ ni bí wọ́n ṣe lè gba ogun.
For those behind to fight.
Fún àwọn tó ṣẹ̀ pọ̀ wá láti máa wájà.
Matthew 27.
Matthew orí kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n.
24.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnléníogún.
Matthew 27:24.
Matthew orí kẹtàdínlọ́gbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìnléníogún.
When Pilate said that he could prevail nothing.
Nígbà tí Pilate rí pé òun kò lè borí ní ohunkóhun.
But that rather a tumult was made.
She
took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See you to eat. But look at what the disciples said. Verse 25. Then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and our children. The children who were not there, their parents had gone to look for trouble. It's a very serious matter. Very serious matter. I'm praying for somebody here. Any battle the enemy has brought to your way from your past, that battle shall die before your eyes. A sister lost 5 husbands. All the 5 husbands were dying. It was when the 5th one died, she now started prayer. There are prayers and there are prayers. It was then during the prayers, it was found that he had a forefather who was a powerful witch doctor. And that one used to grind day-old babies. Day-old babies delivered by his slaves. Grind them and use them for fetish power. As he was grinding the children of the slaves too were using curses. And the result is what the sister had gone through. Our past has strange invading power.
Only agbara ayanu to se ajeji.
Our past,
I know,
is not a sleeping dog that should be allowed to just lie. There is a reason why they call Jesus the God of yesterday. He is the one who can rewind and go back to that past and break the power of yesterday troubling your today and troubling your tomorrow. In every past, there is a lion getting ready to pounce, using our past mistake as a ladder. And the sound of scripture is very simple. Though hand be joined in hand, no sinner will go unpunished. He didn't say no sinner will go unforgiven.
He'll
be forgiven, but the discipline will come. The devil knows that one. The currency of the past can sometimes buy off our future. Therefore, what should die in the past but allow to remain alive has the capacity to kill the future. Our past is a strange journalist reporting us to the future. The past is gone.
And not the law.
Yesterday is gone.
And not the law.
But not quite dead. They have the capacity to resurrect evil. The trouble with the past is this. Sometimes that past demands you to settle them before allowing you to move. Jacob went away for 40 years. But 40 years after he came back, It's Esau that he ran away from, was still waiting for
you.
So if you ignore that which has happened in the past, and you don't deal with it, it will become a tormenting future. This is why your today too is very important. Because today that you refuse to tame, we grow into a terribly wide tomorrow. It is dangerous foolishness to believe that your past marine boyfriend, marine girlfriend,
that you know,
your past occultic man friend, occultic girlfriend, your past negative and ungodly associations, your past ungodly influences, it is dangerous foolishness to think that they will not affect your future. Even a friend of God can be invaded by the past. Anointing cannot cancel law and order. This is the origin of generational battle, or we call the battle we call the battle of yesterday. The ancestral battles. That you are born with. You've inherited it. A tribal battle. A hereditary battle. A family battle. A battle handed down to you. A genetically transmitted battle. Because just as physical characteristics are passed from generation to generation,
eye
color,
height,
and
giga,
poor eyesight,
high
blood pressure. In the same way, battles can be handed down from parents to offspring. That's why we pray a mountain of fire.
That's
the battles that defeated my parents,
they
shall not defeat me in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? So the battle that defeated my parents shall not defeat me in the name of Jesus. Seven sisters. Beautiful sisters. The youngest was 39. Youngest 56. All of them. Virgins. Nobody has ever said I love you until prayer started. And the Lord began to point to their name. Their name was Fashemiri.
And
it's the Father who has done them well.
It
was that name that God first of all dealt with. They had to change that. Then prayer started. That the all seven of them were doing prayers. They were doing the prayers. They brought their mother too. They brought an uncle that was still living. Every covenant with the oracle break. Because that's what their name denoted. They only pray for just 1 minute. And four of them vomited cowries. Within weeks,
láàrin ọ̀sẹ̀ díẹ̀.
Men were not showing interest.
Àwọn ọkùnrin bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí dẹnu kọwọ́.
To the glory of God.
Fún ògbọ́ Ọlọ́run.
All of them are now married.
Àwọn méjèèjì wọn ti wà ní ọkọ̀ báyìí.
All of them now married. Somebody had married them off.
Ẹnìkan ti fún ọlọ́kọ.
To an oracle. I'm praying for somebody here.
Ó pẹ̀lú àgbọn ẹnìkan ní.
Any power that has connected you.
Pé agbára tẹ́gbára tó ti sọ ọ́ pọ̀.
Joined you to what does not belong to your destiny.
Ó ti dì ọ́ pọ̀ mọ́ ohun tí kò ń ṣe.
I support you from that time. Lọ́jọ́ ẹ̀rọ 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 bottom line is
it. Àkókò rẹ̀ ni pé.
Your ancestors can put you in serious spiritual trouble.
Àwọn bàbá ńlá rẹ̀ wọ́n lè fà ọ́ sínú wàhálà ńlá.
It's possible to suffer from the consequences of their sins.
Ó ṣe é ṣe kí ènìyàn máa jìyà àtúbọ̀tọ̀ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ tiwọn.
You could share a parental cup of iniquity.
Ènìyàn lè máa mú aago àìṣedédé tàwọn òbí rẹ̀.
Your ancestors can write promissory note on the life of the descendants.
Àwọn bàbá ńlá ènìyàn wọ́n lè kọ ìwé ajẹ́yìn ní gbèsè. Kí wọ́n sì fà á kalẹ̀ lórí ayé àwọn ọmọ wọn.
The ancestors can accept curses on behalf of their descendants.
Àwọn bàbá ńlá wọ́n lè kẹ́rí gba ègún nítorí àwọn ọmọ wọn.
An evil chain can bind the whole family.
Ṣẹ́kẹ́ṣẹkẹ̀ búburú ó lè de gbogbo ẹbí pọ̀.
Even parental battles acquired for the children could lead to many things.
Ọkùnrin búburú tí àwọn òbí fi lé àwọn ọmọ lọ́wọ́ ó lè fa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan.
Servants will be ruling over them.
Àwọn ẹrú yóò máa jọba lórí wọn.
No access to breakthrough and deliverance.
Kò ní sí àlàjá tàbí ìtúsílẹ̀.
Difficulty in finding good job.
Ìṣòro nínú rírí iṣẹ́ rere.
Being pursued by untimely death.
Bí ikú àtọ́jọ́ kó máa lépa wọn.
Terrible poverty.
Ìṣẹ́ tó burú jáì.
Marital cruelty.
Ìbánisọ̀tá nínú ìgbéyàwó.
Prostitution.
Ìṣe aṣẹ́wó.
Bewitched hands.
Ọwọ́ tó pa ìbọ̀dé.
Slavery.
Ìsinú.
Untimely death.
Ikú àìtọ́jọ́.
All this can be a result.
Gbogbo eléwọ̀nyí lè wáyé.
Of a battle you did not start.
Látàrí ogun tí ènìyàn ò bẹ̀rẹ̀ fúnra rẹ̀.
But you are fighting.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó ń jà.
It is a tragedy.
Ó jẹ́ ìjàmbá.
For the enemies that kill your parents to kill you.
Pé kí àwọn ọ̀tá tó pa àwọn òbí rẹ̀ kí wọ́n tún pa ìwọ náà.
It is a tragedy.
Ìjàmbá ni.
To acquire the enemies of your parents.
Láti jogún àwọn ọ̀tá àwọn òbí rẹ̀.
It is a tragedy.
Ìjàmbá ló jẹ́.
To be paying your grandfather's bill.
Láti máa san gbèsè tí bàbá ńlá bàbá rẹ̀ jẹ.
When you did not buy anything from that generation.
Nígbà tí wo ra nǹkan kan lọ́wọ́ ìran rẹ̀.
It is a serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lé ní.
When your ancestors acquire a battle.
Nígbà tí àwọn bàbá ńlá rẹ̀ bá gba ogun.
And they leave you to do the fighting.
Wọ́n wá fi ìwọ sílẹ̀ láti máa jà.
The truth is this, beloved.
Òtítọ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ara.
Our ancestors did not serve God.
Àwọn bàbá ńlá wa kì í ṣe Ọlọ́run ni wọ́n sìn.
They served the devil.
Èṣù ni wọ́n sìn.
So if you are going through opposition that you cannot understand or master.
Nítorí náà tó bá ńlá ìtakò tí kò yẹ ọ tàbí tó ò lè borí kọjá.
That will happen if your parents were idol worshippers.
Eléyìí yóò máa ṣẹlẹ̀ bó wá jẹ́ pé àwọn bàbá ńlá rẹ̀ àbọ̀rìṣà ni wọ́n.
So parents worship idols.
Àwọn òbí rẹ̀ ń bọ òrìṣà.
You will have serious spiritual bondage, oppression, frustration, poverty.
Ó wà nínú ìdè tó lágbára ní pàtẹ́mí. Ìnilára àti ìṣẹ́.
Your parents worship masquerades.
Àwọn òbí rẹ̀ ń bọ ogun.
Stagnancy and all kinds of things will come your way.
Ìdágún lójú kan àti onírúurú nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò máa ṣẹlẹ̀.
Your ancestors were polygamists.
Àwọn bàbá ńlá rẹ̀ kó ìyàwó jọ rẹpẹtẹ.
Marital distress, general backwardness will be happening.
Àwọ̀ nínú ìgbéyàwó àti kéènìyàn máa wà lẹ́yìn nínú gbogbo ọ̀nà yóò máa ṣẹlẹ̀.
Sexual weakness will be happening to the person.
Àìlè kó ẹni níjàánu nípa ìbáṣepọ̀ yóò máa dàgbò
rú ọjọ́. Your father was a native doctor.
Bàbá rẹ̀ jẹ́ babaláwo.
Which doctor?
Àbí ọba ló ṣe.
Don't be too surprised if you are living a hard life now.
Má jẹ́ kó jọ ọ́ lójú bí ayé tó ń gbé nísinsìnyí bá lè kó.
So all the case of collective captivity.
Gbogbo ọ̀rọ̀ ìgbèkùn àjọ
pé. Unexplainable hatred.
Ìfọ́nira tó yóò lè ṣàlàyé.
Strange backward push. Something is pushing you to the
back. Ìfọ́n tó máa taari ènìyàn sọ́wọ́ ẹ̀yìn
láti ṣe ìṣàlẹ̀ yìí. Living failure when you should have success.
Nígbà tí ó yẹ kí èèyàn ṣe àṣeyọrí kórìtọ̀
like father like some problems.
Ìṣòro ó ṣe ń ṣe bàbá bẹ́ẹ̀ ní ìṣọmọ rẹ̀.
This happens when you are fighting the battle of yesterday.
Eléyìí a máa ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tí ènìyàn bá ń ja
Oku ana.
What are we going to do?
You know,
this is where I'm going to stop this morning. You need to make God your friend. Surrender your life to Jesus.
Two.
You need to confess your sins and all the ancestral sins of your family. You need to confess the truth about these sins. Three. You need to break all contact with the enemy. Four. You need to wage war against the battle of yesterday, fighting your destiny. And then you need to reclaim your lost ground. That's the bottom line of the reason why we're here today. I'm praying for somebody here.
Now,
by the time you leave this place today, your testimony shall be great. Rise up on your feet now. Rise up on your feet. All eyes closed. All eyes closed. If you will listen to instructions here today and pray the way you are asked to pray, your past will no longer hinder your future. God will give you a future that is better than the shame from which you have emerged. All eyes closed. If you are here this morning,
so,
Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to break free from all these ancestral battles. I have to surrender my life to Jesus. We have very short time. I'm only going to count 10. You want to surrender your life to Jesus? Run quickly to the altar at the front here, or any of the two altars at the back. You don't have too much time. What do
you want
to pray? I congratulate you. You've taken the most important decision in life. And I thank God for your life. Some are still running to join them. We'll wait for you. Just taking the most important decision in life.
And
thank God for your life. Just close your eyes. Bow down your heads. And see what I'm going to say after. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Lay your hands upon them. Anoint them by your power. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. For the next few minutes, I want you to understand that you have come to meet the great I am. He who said, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, who was, who is, and who is to come. Who was, yesterday, who is, as today, and needs to come. That's the future. Know that you have come to meet him. The first prayer I want you to pray
I want you to pray with only madness. Because immediately you begin to pray, many spiritual transactions will begin to take place. The first session of this prayer will take us only 5 prayers to pray. Then before we go home, there are 7 more to pray. Please don't go home without praying that concluding 7. Don't be in a hurry to run away from the presence of the Lord. Another year is coming to an end, and you must have testimonies. Can I hear everybody here shouting loud and clear? By the power in the blood of Jesus. Can I hear you roaring like thunder? I broke the power of yesterday. Can I hear you shouting it again? Your voice is not loud enough. In the name Jesus, open your mouth and begin to break it. Masalika, Alikantosa, Rubala Piralika, Tanda Santana,
Pesmus.
Your virtue that was buried with your placenta shall be instantly released. As you pray this prayer, as you pray this prayer, say, every power that stopped my parents, I stop you before you stop me. In the name of Jesus, stop them before they stop you. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto that poison that you are swallowed unconsciously, that is moving about your body like a serpent, wanting to choke your breath. You, the serpent poison, your time is up. Get out of that hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Then,
something.
As
the first person.
And the
second one.
And the
third one.
And the other.
That defeated my parents.
I want to that body, I will be me.
I am not your candidate.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
I love you.
Open your mouth and give it a
button.
Thank you. The Lord said, Oluwani, practically every child of your mother is cursed.
Obere je gogo wa won mo ti awon obi re bi ti mama re bi lo be labe
but your own curse
ibe oko ti re
has been revoked today. Thank you Jesus. Thank you Jesus. Silence. Silence. Please. I don't know which concern. But the lesson I should pray these strange prayers. Father, I pray that anyone here right now whose breakthrough is tied inside a prison in the waters. Let them possess their possession. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray. At anyone here today, and the key to their breakthroughs is hidden inside a calabash or under an evil tree. Wherever such people are in this crowd, God, in the name of Jesus, break that begin to thank the Lord for answers to those prayers. Begin to thank you for answers to those prayers. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Amen. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it in your language.